Thursday morning thus far, whether you're live streaming, you are tuned in on Facebook, on YouTube, or on the FM. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. And as I mentioned, you know, Zion is not joining us this morning, but he has delegated a trusted individual to be with us this morning.
You are listening to CCFM 107.5. Changing lives for good.
And no worries at all if you won't be able to listen to the broadcast runner, but now you will be able to find it on our social media platforms. And this morning, I am joined by, as I mentioned, a delegate of Zion, Fidelio. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Sake. I'm doing good, thank you. How are you doing, Sake?
I'm good. It is such a pleasure to have you here. I've been giving an intro, you know, to our listeners on who you are, that you are a seasoned voice on radio. You're an amazing speaker. And also, you are the creative brain and mind behind, you know, our weekly topics with Zion. So we have to give you your flowers while you can still smell them. Thank you so much, Sake.
And it's awesome to be on here today. And we just hope we can do justice here in the absence of Prophet Zion Matthew today. But yes, we're going to be having a beautiful time together, Sake.
Yes, definitely. And as per usual, you know, we're always trying to find out where a particular topic stemmed from or the inspiration behind it. I mean, I love this morning's topic, help. I don't know what I'm carrying. What's the inspiration behind this one?
You know, Sake, as a young person, I have always known that there was something that God has called me to be and God has called me to do. But I never had the articulation. I never had the words to define what I was carrying. And, yeah, and it was not your normal. It was not something normal. I couldn't find my articulation from the people around me. I couldn't find it from my leaders at that point. And so I was constantly looking for somebody to just help me define what I was carrying. And so I knew I had a call of God on my life, but I didn't know what it was. And so I was wandering around. I was looking for somebody to help me just identify what it is that I'm carrying. And so that is the place where this topic was birthed from, Sake, because I know that that there are many people that might be listening today, that might be knowing that, you know, you feel that God has called you for something, but it just doesn't feel like it's getting there. It just doesn't feel like you know what you're carrying. Yeah. But I want to tell you that God has the ability. If He placed something in you, He has the ability to unlock it, and it's going to be glorious once the world sees it revealed.
Come on. Shoo, I love that. Listen, tell a friend to join us. We are live on Facebook, we're live on YouTube, and to share this broadcast for latter use. Now, jumping straight into it, you know, maybe from a personal space, from you in perspective, have you ever felt that there was, you know, a cry in your spirit, a tug in your spirit, you know, for towards something greater, but you just couldn't put a finger to it?
Yes, okay. So like I said, I had that experience. I had that feel. And so most of my life, I think until about 2020, I had this feeling that, you know, that you know, I have something, and I was always, you know, drawn to certain things, and I had a pull towards something, but I didn't know what exactly it was, but I knew it was for more. I had a cry that was for more than where I was at that moment. And, you know, I was constantly looking. It was like in Genesis chapter number 37, where Joseph had this dream, but he had no interpretation, he had no platform, and he had no confirmation. You know, he shared his dreams with everybody around him, but he had no confirmation. Nobody understood his dream. Nobody celebrated what he was carrying. And his dream, instead of encouraging other people, it started disturbing other people. And that is where I was at as well in my life, you know, Sake, where it felt like what I was carrying was disturbing the people around me. It was disturbing those around me, and it caused an isolation in Joseph's life, and it even got him thrown into a pit. And many times what you are carrying is causing you to be thrown into a pit. It's causing you to be rejected. It's causing people to ostracize you, to alienate you. It's causing people to reject you. Oh, and Joseph didn't have that language of what he was carrying, but even in the darkest seasons of his life, what he carried him through.
Come on.
It carried him through betrayal. It carried him through false accusations. It carried him during that seasons of delay. It carried him because many times what you are carrying, you are not carrying it, but it is carrying you. And so he carried that. And, you know, and so many times you don't realize that that purpose often awakens before you have the language or the articulation for it. And it feels like a holy frustration. Mm. And I felt like that in 2019. I felt like that I had such a holy frustration for where I was. And I'm like, Lord, where am I? I'm not supposed to be where I'm at now. There's something more. There's greater that is calling my name. And, you know, you have that sense of movement in your spirit, but there's no clarity in your mind. That it's like this frustration. And but you need to know that this frustration, it's not confusion. Sure. It's a divine signal that something eternal is being stirred. Eternal is being stirred. And you may cry out for more without even knowing what more is. That is spiritual pregnancy. That means that God has deposited something in your spirit. And when that cry in you, it outweighs the comfort around you. You outgrow your current season because you're carrying something greater, something that heaven has not yet revealed. Because heaven, listen, heaven doesn't wait for clarity to grant the calling. It often interrupts you with the burden. The burden becomes comes before the blueprint because God doesn't give explanation first. It gives you the weight, the fire, and the hunger first.
Come on.
So you might ask today, what is this ache that you cannot explain? It is a prophetic summons into the unknown. That ache is your invitation to trust God beyond information. Because when your spirit groans without language, it's because heaven has placed a mystery inside of you that hell cannot decode and man cannot find. So protect it like holy fire.
Come on, protect it like holy fire. Oh, I love this. This is too good. Now, you know, Fidelia, for those who are listening this morning and, you know, they're struggling to discern between what the world applauds and also what heaven actually, you know, has in store for them to carry. How can we discern the two?
You know, Sake, the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter number 1, when Elizabeth gave birth to John the Baptist. At that moment, Zacharias was mute. And the Bible says that the crowd insisted on naming him after his father. They wanted him to be called Zacharias Jr. Yeah. But Zacharias, though he was mute, he was filled with revelation at that moment. And he wrote the four most powerful words ever written. And he wrote it down and he said, his name is John. And you don't realize that many times people will try to label what you're carrying, and many times that will cause you to come into a place where you just settle for what people said. Oh, but you don't realize that what you are carrying, you might be in a place where people might to label you, but heaven has already renamed your future. Heaven has already recalibrated your future because you're not carrying something common. You are carrying something divine. You are carrying something that is going against the grain. You are carrying, don't go with just what the crowd applauds, but go with what heaven has placed on the inside of you. You need to know, Sakya, that heaven doesn't conform to traditions. It names whatever has been seen before. Your assignment, it might not fit the mold, but you need to know that heaven has placed it on the inside of you. You are a prototype. You are a progenitor. You are the first of the kind.
Come on.
You are the first of the kind. The crowd will try to call your purpose something familiar, but God has named it different. Familiarity is so comforting. But it can rob you of innovation. It can rob you of what God has called you to be. And if you listen too long to the crowd, you might misname your calling. You might misplace your calling. So discernment means saying no to what is expected and what is familiar so that you can say yes to what heaven has placed on the inside of you. It takes courage to disappoint the culture and to obey God. It takes culture. You know, Sake, it took It took courage for me to be here on this broadcast today. It took courage for me to be in South Africa here today in Cape Town currently. It took courage because I had to disappoint the culture. I had to disappoint the normal way. I had to disappoint and neglect. I had to reject my comfort zone, and I had to say yes to what God has placed on the inside of us. Mm. It takes courage to disappoint the culture, to obey God, because the applause of men will fade, but the voice of God will anchor your assignment. And sometimes your assignment will break the mold, and that's exactly how revival is born.
Sure.
You need to know and listen to this. You must refuse to let culture rename your calling. Because when God says, John, you must not and you cannot answer to Zacharias Jr. What you're carrying, it breaks cycles and introduces a new era.
Oh, come on. Yes, sir. I love that. Now, earlier on, you spoke about, you know, spiritual pregnancy. What are the signs that someone, you know, is pregnant with purpose, great purpose, even when everything around them feels barren, like it's opposite to that, you know, spiritual pregnancy?
Well, you know, Sake, in 1 Samuel chapter number 1, Hannah was barren. And she was not only barren, but she was mocked. She was misunderstood, and she was deeply grieved. And yet, in that moment, something divine began to stir on the inside of her. And while others would, while others judged her silence, and while others judged why she didn't give birth yet, and she entered into a place of prayer where she was praying, and she was praying to the Lord. And all of a sudden, the Bible says that God remembered Hannah. And I know that some of you might not know what you are carrying today, and it might not feel that you are in a place where it's barren and not. Nothing is happening for you, but you need to know that there's going to come a moment where God will remember you. And once God remembers you, everything will change in your life. Everything changed. And she went from one moment of her womb being closed to her birthing the next era of the prophetic movement, to her birthing the destiny of nations and generations in just one moment. In just one moment, you need to understand that she was not just birthing a prophet, but she was birthing the shift over a nation. Ooh. You know, you need to understand that the deepest cries often comes from those who carry the greatest destinies. I've seen it, Sake, that God always births the most powerful destinies from the most broken places. God births the most powerful destinies from the most broken places. And people will say, and how could it be that this fatherless generation has now become fathers to nations? How could it be that these people that have gone through so much, that they are the ones that God is using so much? Because the deepest cries often come from those who carry the greatest destinies.
Sure.
When your soul cannot settle and your tears flow without explanation, it may be a sign that greatness is stirring beneath the surface.
Come on.
Barren surroundings are often the canvas for divine conception. When everything looks lifeless around you, it's because God wants all the glory when life begins to emerge. Like when Lazarus was dead and Jesus arrived on the scene and he said, if you just believe, you'll see the glory of the Lord.
Come on.
My word. And all of a sudden when all hope was lost, and God came in, Jesus came in, and from this seemingly impossible situation, Lazarus came up. And I want to declare over every one of you listening here, watching online, that your destiny will come forth in the most unlikely way,
Amen.
In the most unlikely moment, when people thought that nothing good can come from it. God is going to make it happen. If your spirit feels unsettled and your prayers have no words, God is birthing something great in you. And you need to know that you mustn't be deceived by the dry ground around you. You are a hidden womb holding the next great thing from heaven. And your barrenness is just the disguise of divine incubation.
Hey, come on, your barrenness is just a divine disguise. Oh, my goodness, of what you are carrying. I love that. Put that on a t-shirt, please. You have to put that on a t-shirt. Yeah. Now, you know, for someone who's tuned in and they're like, listen, maybe, you know, some of the things that we are afraid to face and afraid to do are often the very thing that we are born to release in the earth. Talk us in that regard. Talk to us in that.
You know, Saki, Moses stood before the burning bush and he was arguing with God about his own limitations. And the very that he feared, he feared speaking, and the very thing that he feared was the thing that God had anointed him to do. And his trauma and his insecurity tried to silence the message that he was born to declare. Sure. But heaven had already put something inside of him. And heaven, so many times, heaven does not ask for your permission, only for your obedience. And Sake, you wouldn't believe it, but if we actually found a clip of myself speaking English just about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and everybody laughed at the way I spoke because I couldn't speak English. And so I always had a thing that I couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
And but once you just say, God, I'm stepping out in faith. I might be afraid to speak in front of people. I might be afraid. Oh, but fear is often the gatekeeper to your next level. Fear is often the gatekeeper to your next level. And this area, the area that you feel the most unqualified for, is often the area that God is going to give the most powerful revelation and impact through. So when your fear reveals what hell wants you to avoid, and what heaven, what you fear reveals what heaven wants you, what heaven wants you to release, and what hell wants you to avoid. So the enemy attacks you where the oil flows, but your fear is going to be that thing that you need to overcome. If you overcome that fear, you'll step into your greatness. You'll step into your divine season, because the greatest mantles are usually hidden behind the greatest insecurities. The greatest anointings, the greatest callings are often hidden behind the greatest insecurities.
Sure.
And deliverers often tremble before they roar, but their surrender activates the heavens.
Come on.
Their surrender activates what heaven has placed on the inside of you, because even trembling hands can part seas when they surrender to God.
Yeah.
Fear doesn't disqualify you, but obedience qualifies you.
Come on.
The thing you fear most is the gate to your throne. Your greatest terror is actually your territory.
Hey.
And heaven for you to face it and roar.
Come on. I love that. It is 11:38 right here on 107.5. It is Insights with Fidelio. And this morning, he's leading us on a discussion titled Help, I Don't Know What I'm Carrying. It is for that particular individual who feels a great calling or tug in their heart and their spirit, but they just can't put a finger to it, as you mentioned earlier on, Fidelio, and also sharing your own journey with us. How have we become a little distracted, you know, by the gift of others, that we've lost sight of the uncommon treasure that is hidden in us?
Now, Sake, the Bible says when Moses actually sent the spies into the promised land, the Bible says that they came back with a report. And 10 of them said, the Bible says, 10 of them said that there are giants in the land. And we are like grasshoppers in our own eyes in comparison to the giants. And it didn't say that the giants looked at us as grasshoppers, but in our own eyes, we appeared as grasshoppers. And many times, comparison is the enemy of clarity. Mm. It clouds your view of what God has planted in you. It clouds your view for what God, where God is wanting to take you.
Yeah.
And watching others too closely can cause spiritual amnesia, and where you forget what God whispered to you while trying to echo what he shouted to everybody else.
Yeah.
And you need to know that God has given something divine to every single one of you watching, every single one of you listening. God has placed something divine in you, and the treasure in you doesn't look fleshy. It might not look fleshy. It might not look fleshy, but it is potent. It is potent. And you might think it is just a song, a thought, or a gift, but it is wrapped in glory. It is wrapped in anointing. And that familiar is often hiding the supernatural. So step out. Step out into where God has called you to be.
Come on.
And you need to know that you ignore maybe what God intends to multiply. God breathes on the overlooked. God breathes on the overlooked. You don't realize that many of the men of God and the women of God that God is using this in this moment in history, they are the ones that were overlooked in one season of their lives. They were the overlooked ones. The rejected stone still becomes the chief cornerstone.
Come on.
That is what heaven doesn't look at what man overlooks. Heaven looks at what is inside of us. And you, listen to this, you were never meant to echo someone else's sound. There is a roar inside of you that has been sealed for this hour.
Hey.
And when it is released, it will break the chains no one else can hear. And listen to this, lastly, I want to tell you guys that you are not called to be an echo, but you were called to be a voice.
Ooh. You were not called to be an echo, but you were called to be a voice. Come on, I love that. Because of time, could it be that warfare, rejection, and delays weren't punishment in our journeys, but rather labor pains of what we are called to do?
Absolutely, Saki. You know, that you must understand that a thief will never come into an empty house. A thief will never break into an empty house. So the devil will never fight an empty room.
Yeah.
The devil will never fight somebody that doesn't carry something from God. And so many times you must realize that when the enemy attacks you, it simply means that God wants to do something in and through you. So many times that warfare is a sign that you are, God is about to bring something out of you. And when Jesus was about to be born, it was like a whole nother level of warfare that was released over an entire generation. Over an entire generation, there was an attack release because Jesus was about to be born. The same thing happened when Moses was born.
Yeah.
There was an attack release. And that is how you know that something great is about to be birthed. Something great is about to be birthed when warfare is released. And sometimes rejection is not only, it isn't always opposition, but it is a redirection for God to birth your promise. What pushed you out may have saved you from premature exposure. Isolation is sometimes God's cocoon for transformation.
Come on.
And delays are often divine contractions, signaling that you are about to deliver destiny. And every delay is not a delay. It is a countdown from heaven. A countdown until that moment comes where your destiny will be birthed. And then lastly, pain is not always punishment. But pain is the permission to push. Pain is your permission to push out your destiny. Pain, the Bible says that God will not allow pain without causing something new to be born. So every time you go through pain, you can rest assured that something new will be born. Listen, this isn't warfare. It's a divine travail. The enemy hit you because heaven marked you. And what you are carrying is about to tear the veil, and it's about to be revealed in Jesus' name.
Amen. A resounding amen to that. Fidelia, quickly, are you able to let us know what will be taking place this weekend at Awake the Nations?
Come on, Sakina. This coming Sunday, we are coming in for the glory of the Lord. It's going to be a powerful, powerful move happening this coming Sunday, 11 a.m. at 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood. We have experienced the last two Sundays, Sake, we have experienced the spirit of revival, and it was so, so phenomenal. And we invite every single one of you watching us to join us. If you are hungry for more of God, if you want to experience the presence, the power, and the word of the Lord, we invite you to join us Sunday morning, 11 a.m. at 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood. for a move of the Holy Ghost.
Come
in Jesus'
on.
Name.
Amen. You do not want to miss that. Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure and an honor having you join us. And I hope that, you know, sometime you might come back just to say hi again. But thank you so much for such a powerful word, and all the very best moving forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Sake. It has been a blessing. Bless you all. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, and that is how we wrap up Insight with Zion, or however, this morning with Fidelio, talking us through a very powerful topic titled Help, I Don't Know What I'm Carrying. If you missed it, you can find it on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page.